Todd, imagine there's no country, okay?
Okay.
It's not hard to do, as John Lennon once said. Do countries complicate our relationship people to people, thinking about the people of Haiti? We're going to talk about what the people of Haiti need now, weeks after that devastating earthquake. They still have needs, but they're maybe not exactly what you expect. But if there were no countries in the way, would it be easier for people to reach out and to help? If we're asking the whole nation, what does Haiti need from the world right now? If you've been affected by the quake, and especially if you're Haitian, what are you not getting that you still need? Wherever you are, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE and tell us your story. You can post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Joining us now, once again, Nyla Boodoo, who's multimedia business reporter for the Miami Herald. She's in the studios here at WLRN Miami. She's just been to Haiti. Nyla, good morning.
Good morning again.
And also a familiar voice for Takeaway listeners, Gypsy Metalus joins us, executive director of Sant La, a Haitian neighborhood center in Miami. Good morning, Gypsy.
Good morning, John. Welcome to South Florida.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Nyla, let me begin with you. Rene Préval is at the White House today talking with President Obama, and he has suggested that the aid that's coming in now to South Florida is possibly discouraging economic activity in the country. If we were to step back and take the big picture, what are the most important factors to restart economic activity in Haiti right now, which I guess helps us to form the question, what does Haiti need?
Sure. Well, I think the obviously the immediate problem for a lot of people is food. And when you take a step back and look at Haiti's agriculture, there's sort of been systemic problems there. You have a country where two-thirds of the labor force is engaged in agriculture, but still is basically producing less than half the amount of food that's needed for the country. So food has always been an issue, importing food, and now, as we mentioned, food prices, which have really spiked since after the earthquake.
What are the sources of income in Haiti, and how are they doing right now?
Well, obviously, one important source of income that people in the United States may not be as aware of is remittances, which is actually money that's sent from family abroad to Haitians in Haiti. I was actually out in the provinces. I was out in Cabaret, which is a town outside of Port-au-Prince, and at a rural bank there, and looking at the amount of money that's coming in. Traditionally, of course, because the U.S. economy hasn't been doing as well, people haven't been sending as much money. Now, with the earthquake, people, of course, are sending as much as they can. And anecdotally, I saw at the one bank I was at, and then also spoke to the Inter-American Development Bank about the fact Americans are sending more money. To give you an idea, about 24% of Haiti's GDP comes from remittances.
Wow, 24%. You know, and many Americans might think that remittances would be something of a fragile lifeline for the nation of Haiti, but in fact, it's probably one of the most reliable sources of economic activity. Gypsy Metalus, what's your sense of the remittances coming from your organization?
Oh, well, I know that clearly they constitute about 25% of the Haitian economy, and they're the greatest form of of aid, really, that's available. And so that says to me that Haiti at this point needs its greatest assets, and part of those assets are its ambassadors in the form of its diaspora. You know, that's the greatest tool that Haiti can utilize right now as it continues to build or to create its own reconstruction and rebuilding plan, such that this plan might properly be informed by the diaspora, so that the diaspora can help carry Haiti's water, if you will, can ensure that the world community keeps a focused attention on Haiti, provides Haiti the assistance that it needs, while it not dictates any terms, while it not dictates any of the failed policies of the past, while it supports Haiti and its endeavors to really build sustainable development policies, sustainable initiatives, and the like. And so,
sure,
Gypsy,
let me just interrupt you there for a moment. Gypsy Metalus is executive director of Sant La, a Haitian neighborhood center in Miami. Talking about the diaspora, she raises the point that, you know, the people-to-people connections between Haitians in the United States and in the diaspora and people in Haiti are the strongest tool, the strongest connection. Maybe the nations, the national sort of institutions, Haiti to the United States, get in the way of economic activity. Nyla, what do you think?
Well, I mean, people, like I said, I was surprised at the amount of money that people are sending. I was in this province, and people were walking out with $1,000, you know, that's going to get doled out to different family members. And the certainly in the case of post-earthquake, a lot of people are using that money for medical help. You know, they're actually so, you know, that person-to-person connection, I think, is very effective. And I think it's happening. And I think people are sending even more now.
And we've been hearing from voices on the program. Here's one voice of a person who called in answering the question, what does Haiti need right now?
My name is Paolo Parent. I am a Haitian American. And what Haiti needs most now is to have some sort of interim international government to really get the country back on its feet, organize, and eliminate all the corruption that got the country to where it is today.
And it's easy sometimes for Haitians to imagine there is no government in their country because of the instability down through history. Talk to me about, Nyla, the rum industry in Haiti, which people might not be aware of, but is actually an important form of economic activity that's getting restarted now.
Sure. Well, people who, Haitians, of course, are very aware of Barbancourt, which is their national rum and sort of the national pride of, in terms of the business community, sort of this flagship brand. And their factory was actually located just outside of Port-au-Prince. And this is one of the oldest companies and certainly the longest running factory in Haiti. And they did not sustain very much damage during the quake and were able to restart operations 2 weeks ago. I was out there with them.
And they're a domestic operation or an export operation?
They do both. So they produce for the country as well as export, mostly to the United States and a little bit to Europe.
And with the port damaged, has that hurt their exports?
They certainly, yes. Yeah, they're not able to do exports yet. You know, I think the time frame was they were thinking perhaps in April, but they were able to restart the distillery and they're hoping to restart bottling operations.
Well, interesting insights from inside Haiti. Nyla Boudou is multimedia business reporter for the Miami Herald here in the WLRN studios. Gypsy Metalus, executive director of Saint La in Miami, take us out with a final thought.
I'm sorry?
To give us a final thought on what Haitians need from America right now.
Oh, absolutely. Again, I'll repeat, Haiti needs its diaspora. The diaspora is all Haiti's greatest ambassadors. They will help to promote these reconstruction plans and strategies. We will assist in terms of providing technical expertise.
From the diaspora, you know how to reach us at The Takeaway, 877-8-MY-TAKE. What does Haiti need right now? That's what we're exploring. Gypsy Metalus, thanks so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.